On today's news episode, we discuss a few news topics involving Disney tightening face mask rules and announcing some attraction closures. Plus, we review our stay at Disney's Polynesian Villas and Bungalows. This is episode 307 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show today. My name is Jamie Lee, and I am joined by my husband, Mr. Jared Lee. Hello, Jared.
Hello.
How are you this evening, or morning, or wherever you are listening?
Is it morning?
It is to some people when they're listening. Yes.
I'm good. I'm a little more rested, and I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm good. We returned from Springfield, Missouri, which is where we were originally from.
And, where we hail from.
Yes, and we got to visit with our family, and the kids got to have their birthday party, and it was pretty cute.
Yes.
Baby Thor went to town on his cake, and it was adorable, and our daughter had a Trolls cake. It was not the theme of the Incredibles theme, but she wanted a Trolls cake, so I was like, okay.
Baby Thor was sort of like, this is okay, and then the minute he was like realized it was fine, he was like, well, okay, like,
it was funny I didn't have a high chair. Usually put the babies in the high chair, I guess, but I just put them on the floor. I was like, go at it, whatever. It was fine.
He seemed fine with it. It was good to see family. Mm-hmm. I will say the same thing about myself. I think I'm you know, it's like, it's there. Family's great, but
if you ask us if we regret moving to Florida, the answer is no. We do not regret moving to Florida.
No.
We're enjoying ourselves here.
We thoroughly enjoy living here. But, family is important. And it was good seeing him. It's just, it was a, I very much am looking forward to not doing anything for a couple of weeks. I will say that. I was mentally just done.
Yeah.
And then the night we flew out, or one night, morning, whatever it was, mm-hmm. I believe I got an hour of sleep. And I know you didn't have much.
No.
That was a little bit. And then we had a plane delay for 2 hours. So it was a bit rough getting there.
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
But it was good to be there and glad to be home. And sort
Absolutely.
Of the last couple of days, I've been productive, but I've been kind of like a, I would call it lazy productive. Like still doing things, but just doing it very like, I guess a slower pace.
Okay.
I don't know. But
we just got to ease back in.
Yeah. Yeah. Resting up a bit.
And also, July 22nd, which is when we're recording this, is the 26th anniversary of the Tower of Terror attraction Hollywood Studios, which is my, if not my favorite, one of my favorite attractions.
It is. And I have not. This is not one of my favorites, but I know it's a fan favorite, and
yes.
It has quite a following. So yeah.
I mean, I remember vividly. We went to Disney like three times in 1994. Which is when this opened. So I remember writing it the first time and just being like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I just know it's one. I haven't ridden it because I know, like, I don't enjoy my stomach dropping. So I know for me, I wouldn't think that. But I've heard nothing but it's. I like the theming of it and everything.
Yeah, it's nice.
And Twilight Zone's interesting.
I like it.
I'll be curious if like, we'll see it again in 10 more years.
I don't know.
You know,
like a different version, maybe like a good rehab.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, Disneyland already kind of they did redo theirs, so makes you wonder. But it does fit Hollywood Studios on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, but again, is Sunset Boulevard going to be there long term? Yeah, it's like what's going to go on with that park? But
right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So we've got a little bit of housekeeping I want to mention before we get to talking about the rest of the shows. But Trip Tales is coming back officially in August.
It's like Michael Jordan.
It's coming back, you guys. And we've got it all set up on the website to where you can, if you want to be a guest, you can go in and enter your information into a little form and it comes right to my email. So,
yeah, you go to ctmtriptales.com and then up top you'll see be a guest on the show or some link. Click that and then it'll take you to a form And then you obviously have to fill out that form. So,
and I will put a link in the show notes if you want to just click on that. It'll take you right to it. So, but yeah, I am looking for guests for August, September, and October as of right now. Now, you're welcome to submit, you know, if you've got a trip planned next year. But just be ready. I will not be contacting anybody about those just yet. So I'm looking for the next 3 months. So I just want to put that out there if anybody's interested. And do you have any other housekeeping you want to mention?
Well, this week, so I believe we're going to do a, now that we're back home, and because the last month has been insane for us. Like, it's just been crazy. So, but we're going to do another, I think we're going to do a Cool Kids Kitchen this Friday in Club 32.
Yay!
That's, the people have been asking about that. So we're going to be home and we will cook something. I think we may do, we haven't decided, I don't think yet, what we're going to cook.
We were talking about doing the cheeseburger pods.
I don't know how hard those are.
Okay, but if it's too hard, then
yeah, because somebody had mentioned Satouli Canteen. Mm-hmm. So we'll do something around that, and then I believe maybe Saturday night might be another cigar lounge. Haven't done one of those in a while, so got some. We'll do some. That's in Club 32. So if you want to be a part of those things, ctmvip.com to check those out. But just want to mention those because we'd mentioned them in the Club 32 group, but we're officially home for a bit, and we're gonna do some more stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, because we're gonna get back to doing that. So. Besides that, we do have some other housekeeping that we want to mention. We have some other shows on the network we want to mention. We've got Diz Dudes. That's every Wednesday with Jeremy and Jared. Of course, there's the Club 32 live stream that you can access on Mondays or Tuesdays.
It's usually Tuesdays.
And if you want to catch that and you want to be a Club 32 member, you can go to ctmvip.com to sign up for that. Otherwise, they're on Wednesdays.
I just want to say we will probably do an extra long live stream of Diz Dudes this coming week because we didn't do one this week. We recorded the episode, but Jeremy and Ron obviously in. They're at Disney. They're
Disney right now.
So we owe an extra long live stream. So we'll do that probably Tuesday.
Okay. And then obviously, you know, you can catch Main Street Magic with Jeremy and Rhonda on Tuesdays, and that's on their own feed. Then we've got the CTM Universal show we have on Mondays on its own feed and currently on this feed as well. It'll eventually just be on its own feed, but for now you can catch it on this one.
It still hasn't quite moved out yet.
It's not a professional, young professional yet. Still an amateur.
Yeah,
how you'd say it.
Or it's just, it's in his last semester of college.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and the parents are like, when are you leaving? And then just,
So we've got that. And then, you know, of course, we've mentioned Trip Tales. And we'll have another C-Team at the Movies coming to Club 32 and another Jaundice show coming up soon. So there's a lot of cool things coming to Club 32. So again, ctmvip.com if you'd like to sign up. And obviously, you know, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review, as always.
And also, I don't mention this often, but feel you know, visit the website, ctm.show. Yeah. We'll take you to the main website there. You can catch the episodes. There's blog posts. If you care about anything else, that's home base. So just ctm.show will take you where you need to go.
Okay. And obviously, don't forget to visit our sponsors, Zippity-Doo-Dah Travel.
Yep, if you're going to go plan a trip anywhere in the world, really, but especially Disney or Universal, go to travelwithzip.com. There's a quick form there you can fill out. We've also got some information about the latest deals for tickets and things like that you can mention. And it's no cost to you. It's basically like having your own travel assistant for free, and they'll help you plan a great trip and do a lot of the bookings and things for you. So, and again, you don't have to pay for them. So ctmvip.com, and they'll take good care of you. They're great people to work with. And, you know, during all this, it's been rough on travel agencies. So now that Disney's open and Universal's open, you know, even if you just contact them to see what they can do, you know, it would go a long ways. And they've been supporting the show during all of, basically, as soon as we agreed to a sponsorship, it was Disney shut down. So, we're very excited to continue working with them and, you know, plan some trips. So travelwithzip.com.
Very good.
I'm getting all my URLs mixed up.
All right. Well, let's move on to the main part of the show. Now, we are going to be doing some news today, and as well as talk about our stay at Polynesian. We're not going to be reading any news stories like top to bottom. We're just going to kind of mention the main stuff and talk about that, and then go to the review. Otherwise, this episode would be very long. So
I feel like when we talk about the Polynesian, we should have some Polynesian music in the background.
You think?
Like we're in the lobby.
Well, maybe I could add that.
I don't know. Shit, we've never done that.
Do you want me to add that?
I don't
that?
Know if I like that. I know some shows do that. I don't know. I haven't made a determination if I like that or not.
I don't know if it's like distracting.
I think it depends on the volume level.
Yeah.
I think if it's subtle enough, you wouldn't notice it. But if it's too loud, you would be like,
yeah,
recording this like in an
personally,
airport lobby.
Personally, I would just rather not have music.
I was mostly joking, but I would agree.
Okay,
I tend to agree with that, yeah.
I did not pick up on the jokiness.
It's hard to sometimes. I apologize.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with a few of the news stories.
I was just going with the authentic feel of being at the Polynesian. But.
Okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about is that Disney has announced the closure of Stitch's Great Escape, Primeval World, and Rivers of Light.
Oh, man.
Like permanent
closures. Okay, the only one, Rivers of Light, surprising. But the other two, Stitch's Great Escape has basically already been closed. They just hadn't really officially announced it.
See, it's been closed for a while, but it's been marked as seasonal.
I know, but it hasn't
been
open for
Primeval World.
I think it's been closed for a good decade now.
It's been a while.
It seems like it. And Primeval World, good riddance to me. I know if people claim to like this ride, I don't understand why. It's basically if you go to any state fair, you can see this exact same ride.
Yeah, it's fine. I can obviously do without it because I can't even.
Sorry to say, could you even
I can't
ride
even do it?
No, I mean if you,
I could with my patch.
Well, true with the patch,
but I choose not to because you know how I feel about it.
I mean, Jeremy and I rode it like a year and a half ago, and I mean it's not a relaxing ride. Put it that way, it just whips you around and. It's just.
Is it like a time travel?
Supposedly, thing? I think it's a time travel, in a very state fair like time travel device. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's. I think it's supposedly a time travel thing. But.
And it had entered seasonal status last fall, like the end of November, I believe.
Well, and if you recall, when we mentioned this on the show last year, when it had gone down for a really long repair / refurbishment. I think I had brought up, I think this thing is on its last legs because what we were hearing was the company that made it had gone out of business. Oh. And so the replacement parts they were finding for whatever was breaking down was getting really expensive. Mm. So it's essentially probably a situation where just keeping it open, because rides need maintenance and probably was just getting too expensive.
Yeah, this is definitely maybe just like cleaning house and a little cost cutting. Here and there. I mean, we're not missing Stitch's Great Escape. It, like I said, it's been closed for a while. And we kind of have been hearing the rumors about a Wreck-It Ralph attraction going in there. So not surprising. Primeval World, it was, again, on its last leg. People were like, okay. Rivers of Light is perplexing, only that it just started, a year and a half ago?
I mean, unless attendance has just been anticipating being so low at Animal Kingdom, they're not really looking to... nighttime shows really aren't a thing right now at
That's
Disney
true.
Either.
And I guess the stadium seating that they have for it, they don't want people to sit that close. I mean, I don't know how they would handle the crowds with that now.
I mean, you could space people out, but getting
there'd be hardly anybody there.
Right. It really could just be. I mean, really, there's no nighttime stuff at Disney right now. So it just could be simply that. And I'm sure it's also a cost-cutting thing.
And also, remember, it had some trouble. Very beginning, they cut it way, way down.
So I'd say the version that it was way pared down from what I think originally was sort of imagined. But yeah.
And you got to see it, right?
Yes. Okay. I can't. I did see it. It was okay. It wasn't anything that was, I don't know. It was one of those things you see it and you're just like, oh, okay, that's cool. But I wouldn't really be dying to go see it again.
Right. I saw it. I actually filmed it and put it on as a vlog form and put it on YouTube.
We can sell that for a pretty penny now.
And it was when I did my solo trip. That's why. And I remember doing it and I remember thinking oh, that's nice. But it's not something I was dying to see again. So yeah, I'm okay with this.
It had some cool parts, but there were parts that were very slow as well.
Yeah. So I am wondering how many other closures they're going to announce, because I think this is just the beginning.
We could see quite a few. I mean, we've talked about it since the parks have reopened. You've got some other, you got the masks to deal with and social distancing and things like that. But the other side of that is you're going to see, this will be the lowest crowd you're probably ever going to see outside of another pandemic.
Right.
You talked about it being 90s, Disney in terms of 1990s level of crowds.
I mean, like, this is 1990s January.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is now, rope dropping is not even a thing. Nope. I mean, people talk about rope dropping. Really, rope dropping is actually, you're probably better off not rope dropping because the crowds thin out by mid-morning a lot of times. So it's very interesting, and a lot of the methods and typical things about Disney just are not the case right now.
So I have to, completely change my thinking. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And along with the closure thing, I do want to mention, they have not reopened People Mover since the parks have opened, and I'm not sure. Is it broke down? I don't know. Maintenance?
I wondered if maybe they're doing maintenance on. I mean, it's older. It could use. I haven't heard any maintenance going on or any refurbishment.
I didn't either.
Unless it's just because it's continuously moving and something like that. But
I wouldn't think that would be it.
I wouldn't think so either. I don't know. Maybe they haven't said. We haven't heard anything. So.
Okay. Well, anyway, so that's still there. Okay, so we'll move on to the next thing we're going to talk about, which is there are new mask requirements that include no gaiters or bandanas, and guests must be stationary while eating or drinking with the mask off. So,
does that mean if you're walking, you just stop where you're at?
I think you have to move to the side and do it. Honestly, I kind of saw this one coming. When we started going to Universal to begin with, back in June, there were quite a few people that would just be mask off, drink in their mouth, just walking around the whole time. Just they had a drink, they didn't have a mask on, trying to get around the rules. Well, I think, Disney's going to find these loopholes. They're going to close them once everything is opened. And it looks like this one is one thing that they wanted to address. So if you're in the parks and you want to take a drink, you just got to move to the side or move out of the way. And then you can take off your mask to eat or drink. So that's basically it.
I've said it before. Disney can't come out and say this, but they don't want you coming to the parks right now. They're going
to
make
it... One more
thing
to make it harder.
They're going to make it as hard as possible. Yeah. They're looking at it going, okay, fine. Well, you got to... they're just going to make the... I think they're going to continue to probably to crack down on things because they can't come out and tell you don't come, but I think they're going to make... They're not going to make it any easier for you to come anytime soon, would be my guess.
Well,
and I mean that half-jokingly, but I'm partially being... I think there's some truth to that. I don't think that they want, I think their worst fear is of some sort of COVID outbreak would be linked back to them.
Yeah.
And so they're probably just, I would assume that's kind of where they're at.
They're just thinking okay, we got to restrict this as much as possible to keep, the risk down, I guess.
Or we'll just, again, make it so inconvenient for people, not just deter them right now,
That might be part. It might be part of it. But I think this is coming out now because of the opening of Epcot. And I think a lot of people were walking around
I was wondering about that because of...
I think that's where it was starting.
Are they going to allow... Here's the thing. Sanitation. Are no longer trash can tables a thing?
Trash can tables. Good question. I don't know. I haven't.
Because that's a staple of Epcot, and I will not stand for such taking away of trash can tables.
Well, they've got to spread out the tables more, because they were pretty close together before.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. It's all interesting. Again, something we've never gone through before. So anyway, so that's new for the masks. We got some new discounts released. You want to talk about those?
I do.
Okay.
That's why I'm here. Okay. Yeah, so these are for some room discounts here. So we have Florida resident discount of up to 35% off, and then we have an annual pass holder discount of up to 40% off. And again, those are rooms. Both are valid July 9th through September 30th, and the biggest discounts you can see in September. So they're definitely... I think they're probably looking at September being pretty low in terms of crowds, would be my guess.
And you can find some really good deals.
I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to see even more. I mean, there's going to be a lot of deals to be had, which we know we talked about. At some point, Disney's going to kind of start flipping a switch of saying, maybe you guys come to the parks a little bit. You know, and I know I just talked about Disney not wanting you to come, but I see eventually they're going to be like, well, some of you, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Get some of you to come back. Mostly annual pass holders, probably. But, then we have the Disney Magic Flex ticket. Mm-hmm. This is 2, 3, or 4 day Florida resident ticket. Starting at $165 plus tax and good for non-consecutive days. So you have July 22nd through November 20th, and then November 29th through December 18th for 3 and 4 days, and then you have July 22nd through September 30th for 2 days.
And the 4 day pass is still only $195 plus tax.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, like, it's very reasonable if you're a Florida resident. So
right. Like, this is the one I could see your dad getting eventually.
My dad would get this. I mean, if, you know, if he became a official Florida resident, he for sure would get it.
I guess we'll see.
But yeah, so this is an option if you guys are a Florida resident and want to take advantage. But yeah, the room only discount, I wasn't shocked they put a room discount out there, because I think, you know, you said before, you know Disney doesn't want you to come, but I think they're trying to find, like, a middle ground. Like, okay, we don't want the parks too dead.
Right.
But we also don't want them too busy. So we need to find that you know,
I kind of feel
good area in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they're sort of like the people that are like, yeah, we don't want you to come. You're like, oh, okay. And then like, but maybe come. I'm like, wait, you don't want me to come, though. Like, well, maybe come. Just one or two. Like,
you're right.
Yeah, I think they're kind of, at least one department. I think there's some department that's like, making rules to keep people out. Then you got marketing being like trying to get them in. They're like, what are you guys doing?
Actually, I'm going to skip ahead. I put this at the end, but I'm going to skip ahead since we're talking about it now. So same day tickets were, and this is the opening day. Same day tickets were being sold at Ticket Transportation Center.
Right.
Because there was availability for that, you know, quote unquote, like bucket of tickets.
Right.
So they were letting people just go into TTC, buy their tickets, and then go to the park without a, you know, previously made park reservation.
Well, I mean, if there's availability. I mean, I don't know how many people were doing that, though.
I mean, there were quite a few.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there was a good amount of people that didn't have annual passes or resort hotel reservations trying to get in.
It amazes me the amount of people that go to Disney that, like, just don't know about Fast Passes, and they don't know. They just show up. And
they don't have to know anymore.
I know. Well, that's the thing now, but yeah.
But I want to bring this up because, you have the ticket, like, sections. You've got hotel guests, you've got the annual pass holders, and you've got, you know, just the regular theme park tickets. You know, I think I even looked, Hollywood Studios is completely booked park reservations for the month of August. Like, you cannot get into Hollywood Studios right now unless you've already made a park reservation.
Right.
As an annual pass holder.
Makes sense, yeah.
But if you're a day ticket, sure, come on in. So it's like, it's very strange because,
well, we don't know their percentage allotment. I mean, I'm sure they've just got a percentage for resort guests versus APs versus everybody else. We just don't know what that range is.
I get what you're saying, but it seems a little I hate using the word unfair, but it just seems a little iffy to be like, all these annual pass holders that want to come in can't, but day tickets, yeah, go ahead, we got a ton of those on the day of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wonder at some point, it would be getting close to that date and they would maybe shift some open, like, you know, let's say
they've done that before too.
Right. And you know, I mean, it makes sense, like maybe they do like a 40-40-20 sort of situation, 20% for day tickets, 40% residents, 40% annual pass, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're looking and nobody's buying a day ticket or something, they just shift a little bit to the annual pass holders. But it's not something I don't think Disney would announce. I think it would just be something you'd go in there and notice that the reservations were kind of open that day.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Moving on. Disney has postponed the new Mary Poppins attraction that they were working on and the Spaceship Earth refurb.
Not too shocking. This will be. I'm curious as to what this will all do for the Epcot refurb.
I don't know. They took it out of the Epcot experience. That's right. Why people noticed.
And I mean, I'm sure at this point, Epcot. Did I say Edcot?
Ooh, who's Edcot?
I don't know. He sounds like a good guy, though. Welcome to Edcot.
Why does he have that voice?
That's always my guy. Anytime I need a guy, I feel like that's an Ed voice, though. Just a guy.
Ed.
You know? What's your name? I'm Ed. And welcome to Edcot. Epcot. Right. It's already under construction in a major way. So they'll finish aspects of that. But I'm curious as to maybe they postpone or they don't do as much as they were originally planning. But that'll be. I mean, I'm disappointed, especially about Spaceship Earth. I was really looking forward to that being refurbed because I think that will be really cool. But and again, we don't know timelines here. I mean, it could be a while. I mean, sometimes when you know stuff gets scrapped, it gets scrapped for a while.
I know. But I'm still excited for the Moana water feature thing they're doing. I'm excited for.
I don't know how to feel it, but I don't know how. Yeah, that one's interesting.
I'm excited for anything new at Epcot.
Well, yeah. I'm excited, yeah, for new things there, but yeah.
And I want to know when they're opening Ratatouille.
Yeah, that's something I've been curious about. I kind of think they wait till 2021.
Oh, I hope not. I want to ride it now.
I do too, but I think
they don't want to draw the crowds.
Well, but I think Disney also, when they open a new ride, they want a big, you know, a big thing about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they would want to do it, you know, if you're going to open this brand new attraction, you probably don't want to do it under the cover of a pandemic and less crowds. So my guess would be 2021 sometime. Make it a big thing about, plus you got the 50th coming up. I know that's for Magic Kingdom more, but it's still something they could do.
Okay, I accept that's just that my answer. Guess.
But again, making a guess in 2020 is basically useless. So I don't, it could open tomorrow. Who knows?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Last thing we'll mention is the Wine and Dine Run Disney event has been canceled.
I was totally going to do it. Dang it.
They're doing a virtual, like, digital race instead. So you can do it at home.
I don't think this comes as any surprise.
It is not. It's not a surprise.
Yeah.
I do want to mention somebody had asked in the Facebook group if it has been announced or we think that the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party will be going on. Based on this, because it's like the weekend before Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party would start, I'm going to say it's not going to happen this year.
The only thing is they're having, I think the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party won't happen as it normally does, but since they're doing the food and wine in this altered way, I could see them doing an altered version of it. But again, if there's no fireworks and stuff, that may be the thing that they just don't end up doing it. But again, making a guess in 2020 is basically pointless. So I don't know. Probably not. It doesn't look promising for it, but we are having food and wine. So that's, you know.
It's a version of food and wine, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's a lessened version of.
Basically, it's flour and wine. If we're being honest.
And we are all about being honest here.
Or food and garden. Yep.
Food and garden.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get your flower and garden merchandise that you weren't able to go to in stores now.
I want some of it.
I want to be like
it's the festival that only lasted 2 weeks.
Well, it'd be like the World Series. I think it was in '94 that didn't happen, and you get your World Series like shirts. Like, it's the flower and garden that didn't happen.
Or was there a strike or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
They weren't making enough money.
Ah, gotcha. All right. Well, that is all for the news that we're going to talk about today. We're going to move on to the meat of the episode.
You know what goes good with meat, though?
Coffee. Right?
Bowl potatoes, but and coffee.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you love coffee and you love Disney, which if you listen to this show, one to two of those things hopefully is true, go to expeditionroasters.com and use the promo code CTM15 and you'll save 15% off every single order you place. They got some great flavors. They got the black and white cookie, which is my personal favorite at the moment. Then you've got Prospector's Rose. There's tons of new flavors. They're all great. And they got some of the coolest mugs I've seen, the backside of coffee mug and things like that, which they sell a lot. So if you see them on the site, you might grab one because they sell out pretty quickly. So again, expeditionroasters.com, promo code CTM15. If you spend $49 worth of merchandise, you get free shipping on top of that. So, and they've been a great sponsor of the network for a while now. And I I drink it every morning and it's great. So yeah, you do. There you go. Yep. Expedition Roasters. Okay.
Very good. Okay. So the meat of the episode here, we're talking about our stay at Polynesian. Yes. Polynesian opened.
It did.
In October 1st, 1971.
Oh, we're doing the history of the Polynesian?
Well, I just know it by by heart.
Oh, okay.
And that's the regular hotel part that opened. It became DVC. They added they took three of the longhouses and moved them into a DVC area, I guess. Like made them DVC longhouses. Mm-hmm. In 2015. And we first stayed there in 2017 in May when our baby girl was 9 months old.
This is true. That was before we started the show.
Mm-hmm. And it was her first time at Disney.
Yeah.
So no wonder this place holds a special place in our hearts, if you will.
Are we going? I feel like we're going down a stroll down memory lane.
I don't know what's going on. I was very. I'm looking at you, and I'm like, where am I doing?
Okay. None of this was in the notes, so I don't know. Jamie just went off script.
Sorry, I did. Like, I went off script.
I agree. We did all those things. Yeah.
So when we stayed here this past, I guess, 2 weekends ago at during the reopening weekend, we stayed there June 10th through 12th. This was our second time staying there.
Yeah. Yes.
On rented points.
Yeah.
We had first the night before we stayed at Carib Royale, which is offsite. We're not going to really talk about that on this show, but we wanted to get there or wanted to stay the night before because the parks were opening at 9. We didn't want to have to like get up at like 5 in the morning to drive down to make it. So we just thought, okay, we'll just stay the night before and then we'll just check in early. So
little did you know, a week later, we'd get up at 3 in the morning to go to the airport.
Don't remind me. But we stayed in a deluxe studio standard view. So no, supposedly no water view or lake view or anything like that. But we'll talk about that in just a second. So where was our room?
It was at the Polynesian.
Yeah. Which longhouse was it on?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was at the, you say Tokelau?
Tokelau.
Tokelau, mm-hmm. Longhouse. And the view was right at the Moorea side entrance. So, I mean, you could see some water where we were at.
I did a live stream in Club 32. And you could see the view of our room. And you could actually see some of the bungalows from our balcony.
Yeah.
So you could see some of the lake a little bit. So
yeah.
So it was cool.
Well, it was not. I mean, it's the closest longhouse to the Great Ceremonial House, which is the main lobby building.
Yeah. So it was pretty close.
Yeah.
We had stayed at Pago Pago the first time, which is all the way over there.
But it's the closest to the TTC. So yeah, that's the trade-off. But the nice thing about the Polynesian is the resort is not overly, it's not huge. It doesn't take that long to walk it.
I really feel it's not that, it's not that big, at least in my opinion. So we checked in about 7:30 online. I didn't do online check-in before that because I was like, do I want to do it in person? But I was like, nah, I'll just do it online. It doesn't matter where we are. I don't care if we have a high floor, low floor, whatever. So I completed online check-in about 7:30 and 15 minutes later? I said our room is ready.
It was very, which we were wondering if we really get in there before we went to the park. So that that kind of helped us out there.
So about 7:45, almost 8 o'clock, we got the text to go to our room and we got the second floor, which was fine. I mean, we had to take the elevator every time because we had the stroller.
Do keep in mind, Polynesian's an older resort. These elevators are very small. That's one thing about this where if you've got a lot of luggage with you, you may have to, like we had to split up because they're very small elevators. So just keep that in mind.
But the hallways, very wide.
Hallways are wide. The rooms are big.
Yeah.
Elevators are just small.
Yeah. So we got to the room and dropped our stuff off, did the whole thing. And let's talk about the room.
So the room, it had one queen bed, it had a pull-up couch, and then it also had the pull-down single bed that's underneath the TV, which that was our daughter's bed, basically. And she loved that. It's actually perfect for her.
She was excited.
Yeah, because it's got, different animations.
Stitch,
like Stitch was in our room. I don't know if it's in every single room.
He's in the hammock.
A Disney thing on there.
Yeah.
So it was good for her because it's about the same level at home for her. So I think it was very...
And it was like her own bed. And she was like, it was special and she liked it.
And the nice thing about what we've talked about before is when you have like a baby in a pack and play, like we do for baby Thor. But now, is he tiny? What's he now? Because he's not technically a baby anymore.
Little Thor? By the way,
we have two toddlers now.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Anyways, so there's two bathrooms in these. So you've got one that's got the toilet and the shower, and then you have one in the middle that's just a shower with a sink, but it's got enough room there to fit a pack and play, which kind of works as a own room. So these are pretty nice for that reason, because you can kind of have a little bit more space, which we utilize there. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. It comes with, like I said, 1.5 bathrooms, full bath with the tub and shower, sink and toilet in the main one. And then it's just, like I said, it's got a rainfall shower in that middle one there, which is very nice.
Yeah.
They're super nice showers. Let's see. What'd you say? The room is 447 square feet. So it's a big room. I mean, it's one of the bigger rooms you're going to get for a studio at Disney property.
It is the biggest studio. Okay. I knew it had to be close to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it bigger than Oki West?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because Oki West has got a lot of space too. Because again, Oki West was the first DVC hotel.
Right.
And this is one of the earlier hotels in general.
Right. But because these were built in 71.
Yeah. Before they realized they could squeeze you more and get more rooms.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to find this one in Contemporary are the biggest rooms.
Yeah.
Because of the year.
And it is, that extra space is nice. I mean, you don't feel,
for sure.
I mean, especially it's like you're used to having a very small space between the bed and like the TV. And there's just more room to just be in there. And that little space does help.
Yeah.
It also comes with a kitchenette, mini fridge, sink, and a microwave.
Yep.
Which
and
is
they,
very nice.
They come with utensils and plates. And
yeah, they had plates. They were not paper, but they were kind of like that thicker cardboard, plastic utensils, coffee cups. And one thing nice, normally coffee in room at most hotels is not very good. But this actually is pretty good. They give you... It's Joffrey's.
Is the Kona
blend.
Stuff?
Yeah, Kona. Uh-huh. So making coffee in your room is actually very good.
Yeah.
So the only thing about it is if you do want, like when I take coffee, I take it with Splenda. Just keep in mind, bring your own, or because they only will bring you, they'll bring you creamer and they'll bring you sugar or sweetener, but it's only like the pink and blue stuff. They have Splenda on property, but you just got to go get it. They don't bring it to you. So just keep that in mind if you like Splenda.
Okay.
And, let's see.
There's a small table and two chairs.
Yeah.
Usually I feel like with the usual deluxe studios at other places, they don't have enough room for that size of table and chairs. But I think because it's of the size, it's just, there's a lot of room.
Which just ended up having our stuff all over it. But, you know, that it definitely gives you a bit more space there. And then it does have a pretty large balcony. Which we didn't get to take much advantage of because...
We weren't there. We were only there for 2 nights.
It's not like there was, I mean, the view was, I mean, it's the Polynesian, so it's not terrible, but it's not like you had like a water view or something like that. But
a little tiny partial water view, but
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
And then these rooms, were they redone in 2015?
Well, that's when they switched over
the
longhouses from regular hotel studios to the DVC deluxe studios. So that's when they redid all the carpet and the furnishings and stuff like that. So
what did you think of the room? I mean, I know we've talked about it before in the last one, but what'd you like about it? What'd you think?
Oh,
about
I love these rooms.
Yeah.
I love the pocket doors to the bathrooms. I love even the bathrooms, the one with the shower and the toilet and the sink. It's really big.
I was going to say the main bathroom that's got the toilet and the shower and everything. Those bathrooms are huge.
Yeah.
They're very big.
They are. And then again, the half bath technically without the toilet. It's nice to have there. Like Jared said, we put, you know, little Thor in there and he was fine. I mean, he had his own space. It was great. There's enough space in the hallway for us to keep the stroller as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right when you first open the door and to the, well, for us to the right, there's the connecting door if you have connecting rooms.
Right.
So we just put the stroller right there and it worked perfectly. It was out of the way and we saw the walkway and everything. Mm-hmm. We didn't really utilize the closet.
We were there 2 nights.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put your luggage in there. We really didn't. But yeah, I mean, it does have plenty of storage if you want to. If you're going to be there for a week, you get storage.
Yeah.
And
with the DVCs, a lot of the newer refurb rooms have places where you can put your luggage under the bed.
Yeah.
To save space, which, you know, at Poly, you don't really have to save much space because there's a lot of space to deal with, but it's nice to have.
Mm-hmm. You can just put, and I will say, there's a lot of, ever since they redid these, tons of USB ports and places to plug in phones and iPad or iPads, all that stuff like that. So you have an iPod, I suppose, but those are old. Yeah. So that's the nice thing is there's plenty of stuff like that. So it's, you know, like it was funny. We stayed at the night before in that Crib Royale or whatever, and it was one of the older rooms, and there were no outlets, which I think that's how hotels used to be. You didn't really need an outlet. Like, I think we found one behind, it was like behind a dresser. So it's nice having just plenty of those outlets everywhere.
And another thing that I like that not all hotels have, I guess, is the floor to ceiling, wall to wall, like window, like fully on there. So, and it's huge, like the curtains and everything. So I really like having that. So lets a lot of light in. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I like, I mean, you know, of course you've got the channel, the resort channel, you gotta turn that on. Cause that was nice to have, actually.
It is comforting to have.
I was like,
there.
Oh, I missed this. I turn it on. I'm like, oh, there it is. but they do have a placard that's kind of like right on beside the TV or one of the tables that talks about like how they did enhanced cleaning and all the changes that they've made. And basically for DVC, if you're not familiar, they do not clean rooms every day. Anyway, like regularly, they only do trash and towels every 4 days, and then they do a regular full clean every 8 days if your stay is longer than that.
Right.
So we did not have anybody come in and do anything at this stay. They told us that beforehand, like no one's going to come. Right. I mean, I think they might have come by just to check, but I don't even know. I didn't see anybody. So
I didn't either.
So you probably won't see anybody, any cleaning people, unless you ask for certain items additionally. And they did leave a message every day about what the opening procedures for Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom were going to be like.
I'm not going to lie. That was super annoying because when you're sleeping in the room, that there's a phone and the light blinks. And the only reason it was there is like we're going to bed and there's this giant red light blinking.
You could have just checked the message.
No, I did. That's what I'm saying. I did then check the message, but I was already in bed. But the message was like 5 minutes long. And
it just tells you what time they're opening, what transportation you can take.
Which they could have said that they have to do this giant spiel that takes you 5 minutes. And I was like, well, I just want to go to bed, lady.
They did that because people were not going to the desk to check in. So there's got to be a way to.
But I think there's probably a better way. To me, yeah, they tell you the information, but I can honestly tell you when you're just checking that, it's sort of just like, it's so much information. Probably most people would, I would be curious how many people got that information through the thing, but I don't know.
Well, that's pretty much it for the room.
You didn't ask me what I thought about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love this room. It's one of my favorites. How do you like it?
It doesn't matter.
Jared.
I'll just go about my ways.
Do you like it?
I love this room. I love Polly. It's as the resorts go, they're, I mean, it's our favorite. We've talked about it before. Favorite. But, I mean, for a studio room, it gives you the most, you know, bang for your buck you're going to get for in terms of space and room
for
and
a
theming.
Studio.
And, and the thing is nice, too. The walls are fairly thick. We had a very loud family next to us. I'll put it that way.
We did.
They were very loud. And we could hear them sometimes, but it wasn't horrible.
But it was only through by the connecting door.
Yes.
And on the balcony.
Yeah.
That was the only place, which means the walls were good.
Right. And that's what I was saying. So, for the most part, it wasn't too bad. But
I forgot about that.
I did not. They were very loud. I think they had 55 children.
I think they had like four, but whatever.
4 or 55. Whatever.
So tell me about the pool. I didn't get to do the pool, but you and the little lady got to briefly.
Well, there's two pools. There's a quiet pool.
The Oasis pool.
Yeah, that pool's open. I believe it's 7 a.m. It's open a little earlier. The main pool, which has got the awesome volcano and the kids splash area, that one opens at 11.
The lava pool.
The lava pool. So, I mean, the resort obviously wasn't full by the time 11 a.m. There was probably a handful, 10, 15 people that were going to get in there. So this is one of, if not, I mean, it's not the best on property because you've got Beach Club's pool, but this is up there. It's a very cool pool. It's got a good slide. I mean, it's all that stuff next to it. And the kids splash area is, I mean, our daughter had a blast. It was, it's pretty, I don't know another resort that has a splash area quite like this one. It may be the best one for kids.
The Kidani, remember I have got that.
It's been a while. Play area. They do.
Yeah.
We didn't go for long because the storm came in because it's Florida. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the pool is great. It's got plenty of space. I mean, you've got tables or lounge chairs you can choose and things like that. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
She thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, good. So we did eat at Captain Cook's and Kona Cafe while we were there. And we'll talk about that on a different episode because we'll do a more in-depth review.
Yeah.
But
I was bummed though, food-wise. Obviously, Ohana's closed.
Ohana's closed.
And we couldn't do the Twilight Feast in the room like we wanted to.
That was a bummer.
That's been a... I've wanted to do that for like 5 years now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just want to eat.
I don't
think
it's been 5 years, but I understand.
I believe it has been since I've said I would like to do that. Okay. And we haven't got to do it.
Oh, sure. But they are doing the movie Under the Stars.
They are doing that. Yeah.
Both nights.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Pineapple Lanai is open, so you can get Dole Whip. Is it different? Like, if you want it. They gave it.
Well, I think this is a normal. I don't know if this is normal or not because I've never gotten the Dole Whip with rum in it before. But they give you the Dole Whip and they give you a shot of rum with it. So you have to put it in yourself. Which, if I'm being honest, the best way to do this, I believe, is to bring your own rum. Because I believe the Dole Whip normally is like about 4 something like that. The Dole Whip with rum was like 12. So
it's
somewhere around that. Maybe 10, 12.
Okay.
So you're basically paying like 6-7 bucks for a tiny shot of rum. So yeah, just bring. I mean, I know a lot of people do that, but because it's like coconut rum, which it is good with it. But you could probably just bring your own Malibu.
Yeah,
you could probably get a whole thing of Malibu for what you'd pay for just one thing. So
yeah. Well, good to know because I barely drink any of the alcohol part. You know me, I don't do much.
Well, you said
that.
You wanted it, and you
didn't drink. I did, and then during. but it was good to have a Dole Whip. I did miss that.
Yeah. I tried to go the pool bar to get a Dole Whip margarita, but it started storming. I don't know if it closed, but the pool bar was closed. So I don't know if they're closing early or if it's just because of the storm they just didn't reopen it. Because the pool was open, but the pool bar just wasn't. Yeah.
The pool bar is closed. Okay. It would also was closed. Trader Sam's was closed.
Trader Sam's was closed.
Ohana was closed. Tambu Lounge next to it was closed.
Yep. Which is weird because it was all just dark over there. Like, it was just weird seeing Ohana closed over there.
Yeah. Was the Kona, the place with all the sushi and the bar, was it closed?
I don't think that was open.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that was closed.
I can't remember.
Because I think that's where they're doing some of the... temperature checks for whenever you're getting on the monorail and things like that. Okay. So
the store that I completely forgot about it. The store that's on the second floor that's across from Kona Cafe. It is open.
Yeah.
And then I think it's boutique-y downstairs. The other, gift shop is also open. And I believe that is it. The Spirit of Aloha is not running right now.
Right.
But they were doing boat transportation back and forth, but I think that's all they had at the resort going on right now.
Yeah. A bit little limited.
They also will do temperature checks and they check your they do the security and the bag check as well. On the top, like right before you go through to get onto the monorail. It's really fast.
Well, the security's in the same spot. The temperature check's just before you go out the doors. So that's the only thing that's any different.
Right. And let me say, after, you know, saying all the things that are closed right now, it is quiet.
Well, it's quiet. Well, there's less people, less stuff going on. But it's quiet also in the parks because everyone has masks on and no one's talking as much.
Well, that's true. But without Ohana not being open and people not being in that waiting area.
Oh, yeah.
It was eerie. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a change. But, you know, we used the resort monorail and the express monorail to get, you know, back and forth. And it was running well. Epcot one wasn't running, obviously. Well, wasn't open that back then.
Yeah.
We took the ferry a couple times and we talked about that. I mean, how do you feel about the buses? Did you ride the bus at all? We did. We went to Disney Springs.
I rode the bus with you twice.
That's right. We did.
Jamie doesn't remember any things I do with her.
I'm maybe that was me just trying to like lead you on like, hey, what do we do? Maybe.
We'll play it. That's exactly what it was. I mean, the buses were, they're Disney buses. They weren't, I will say the buses weren't as readily available as they were over at Universal. I mean, at Universal, the two or three times we've been
every
there,
5 minutes.
I don't believe we waited on a bus longer than like 2 minutes. But which the thing they're doing with the Disney buses is interesting in that before you get on, they're quote unquote airing them out for like a minute or two. That's just what they're doing. So, but they do the top vent and everything like that. So we were on the bus and we're going to Disney Springs and it started just pouring down.
Yeah.
And the bus driver apparently did not close the top vent. And then it was just water was coming into the bus at a very rapid pace. So we had to pull over during the storm and close that. So that's something to keep in mind about. As soon as the bus pulls up, you can't get on it immediately. But, I mean, the buses right. were, I would say, pretty normal for Disney. It didn't seem anything different. I mean, it, you know, you got to wait probably 10, 15 minutes sometimes for them. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit. Yeah, I had to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
So.
But, yeah, I mean, that's basically it for what's going on at Poly right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's a great resort. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think the things that add to Poly are obviously the, you know, Ohana and the food and like Trader Sam. So having those not available, you know, it does take away a little bit from it because we love Ohana. But Kona is great. And we'll obviously talk about Kona in another episode. But, you know,
yeah.
Kona is always good. And it was great being back. I mean, it was great to be able to stay there again since, you know, it had been basically 3 years since we've been there. Mm-hmm.
I guess I should mention, I think the hotel side hadn't opened yet. So I think it was just DVC that was opened.
It's possible. And you could tell the resort was not full. I mean, yeah. There were people there, but it wasn't a full resort.
No.
So, I mean, you know, it is weird too because Polynesian is a great spot to catch the fireworks and the fireworks aren't going on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff about the Polynesian that we love that wasn't going on. So it was a little bit different. It was still great, but obviously it wasn't, you know, full-fledged Polynesian for that reason. But
well, we had rented points originally for Mother's Day, and then we switched it to Father's Day, and then we switched it to 4th of July, and then we switched it again to the opening weekend. So a lot of changes. So our original plans were kind of kiboshed once everything kind of happened.
I think that's called 2020. I think every original plan for 2020 was kiboshed.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I think if 2020 was like, I was going to, and now it's gone.
Okay. So I know based on our stay this time, you know, you may not give it a high mark, but like in general, what we know about the resort, what we've experienced in the past, how do you rank this on a scale of 1 to 10? Being like your least favorite to your most favorite.
My ranking doesn't change. I mean, it's not, you know, it's. Yeah, some of the stuff isn't available, but it's still great. I mean, I guess just a 9 out of 10. I don't know if you get anything a 10 out of 10, but a 9 out of 10, especially just because Ohana's not there and stuff like that. But it's still great. I mean, I love it. It's still the place. Yeah. I want to stay at other resorts on Disney property, obviously, but I'll stay here anytime. You know, the thing that would be nice is to be able to. You know, it would be nice to be able to take in more of the resort to stay there a little longer. We're only there for 2 nights, so we didn't really get a chance to really do much of that. But, yeah, my only complaint would be just wanting to stay here a little longer.
Yep.
How about you?
That's pretty much mine. It's pretty ideal. I mean, even though it's a studio that we stayed in and with our situation, a one-bedroom would have been better. They don't have one-bedroom villas at Poly, which is a drawback.
They got bungalows, though.
They do have bungalows.
See, that's why we should do in-person check-in, because you might be able to get that bungalow upgrade.
But even though a one-bedroom would have been better, the studio still was fine for us because of that extra bathroom. And
yeah,
it's really ideal. So that I would give it a 9. I maybe 9.5 because it is my favorite. I mean, you can't beat the location. You can't beat the availability of transportation. You know, it is one of the oldest resorts on, you know, property. And I love the feel of it. I love the theming, which I guess we didn't really talk about the theming, but it's pretty self-explanatory. It's Polynesian themed.
Yes.
But like Brady Bunch goes to Hawaii themed. If you know what I'm saying, because every time I walk into there, I'm like, the Brady Bunch, did they stay here in the 70s?
I didn't ever watch the Brady Bunch.
I did.
No.
It has that had that feel like there. It looks like you put the Brady Bunch house into this like hotel kind of feel. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's
see,
the
I don't,
vibe.
And
I got.
I've heard people say that. I don't. The Polynesian does give me an old feel. I just have it gives me sort of a retro feel, and I don't.
Okay, retro.
And that may be splitting hairs, but I don't get that. I don't know. I don't get an old feel about it. I kind of get that a different like an old. You know, like I do agree the old Hawaiian Polynesian feel to it, but it doesn't feel like dingy or old to me.
Okay, I didn't say dingy.
No, I know. I just heard some people have the complaints I've ever heard about people saying they felt like it was old and outdated, which I would disagree because I don't feel... I mean, Polynesian, I don't know how that gets, like, outdated, really. Unless stuff's just, like, obviously things aren't upkeep, but they upkeep it, obviously, so...
Well, I hate that floor. The rock floor.
You what now?
The rock floor.
Right.
In the ceremonial house. That's pretty old fashioned. Like if you.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that just because when you have a stroller and drinks, it kind of gets a little hard to push the stroller. Because every once in a while you run into that. But outside of that, yeah.
But I love it and I will stay there again.
I want to stay here again and I want the Twilight Feast in the room and then I want to pass.
Fireworks.
I just want to pass out and go to sleep.
But watch fireworks?
Yes.
Okay.
But if fireworks aren't going on, I'll take Twilight Feast and then go to sleep.
And that's it? Okay, great. Good.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I have.
I think that's all I've got.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to mention before we...
Trying to think of any. Again, ctm.show. Go to the website. Club 32, like we mentioned before, we're going to do Cool Kids Kitchen on Friday. Cigar Lounge probably Saturday. So we're going to... You know, Cool Kids Kitchen will probably do... At least once a month. We'll try and do more.
Yeah.
And so they may not. We'll try and do it Friday night this time. It may not always be on Friday nights, but Friday nights usually work out pretty well. But so we're gonna do more of those. So, so if you want to join in on those, go to ctmvip.com and you can join Club 32 there. And it helps us to continue to fund the show and grow the network because obviously it takes resources to do that, and we've been able to upgrade a lot of equipment and. It allows us to like in park stuff for live streams. I think too, we'll do live streams when we're going to the parks and resorts. We've been able to upgrade equipment there, so it's a better experience, some microphones and things like that. And then obviously we can try different things, let you know how they are. So again, go to ctmvip.com if you'd like to do that. And then there's a Facebook group there too, so you can be part of. It's a cool little group over there. It's like a sub.
I guess
it's like our own subdivision in Facebook.
Okay.
There is rumors of a Club 32 subdivision taking place. I went and looked over at Golden Oak. They didn't let me in. I demanded that I wanted to. Yeah, they didn't let me in. But anyways, so we're scouting locations.
You're funny.
Miss Ainway, I went and looked. I drove by it.
Well, just to kind of give you guys an update of what you can expect the next couple months, we're gonna take a couple week break here and kind of gather our. Thoughts and plans and everything, and we'll be back in the parks in a couple weeks. I'm staying at Boardwalk, and that's when Jared and our daughter are finally unblocked from the summer.
We'll be free.
So we're going that first weekend, and then end of August we'll be staying at Saratoga Springs. We're checking that out. We'll be at Riviera for anniversary in September.
I'm looking very forward to Riviera.
I'm excited about this one.
I was very like when Riviera was first announced and shown, I was like, I don't know. Like it looked a lot. It still to me looks very Bellagio like from Vegas. But the more I've seen of it and the more I've heard of it, I'm kind of like, that's the closest one I would say that would give Polynesian a run for its money.
We'll see. We'll have to check it out.
Well, we will see. Yes. I'm just saying, from my perspective, I would say that.
Gotcha. And we'll be at Copper Creek in October. And then we've got Dolphin. It was supposed to be Wine and Dine weekend, but it's not, no longer anymore. But staying there. And then I think that's all we've got so far up until there. So
well,
got a lot coming to you.
In that week in November is when there's a lot of Club 32 tours and CT or Capture Magic Facebook group people going to be down at Disney. So though there's no Wine and Dine, I just want to say there's something will go on. We're trying to figure out the logistics of that. So we'll do something of some sort of meetup, whether it's just at a restaurant or something like that, we'll do something. So
Okay.
Just keep that in mind if you're going.
And if there's anything you guys want us to do or check out while we are at these places, let us know. You can always direct message us on Facebook if you're in the group, or email, or...
Yeah, if you want to email, you can do Jared or Jamie or hello at ctm.show. And if, yeah, like we said, if you're looking to, if there's anything specific you want to know about resorts or in the parks or whatever, just let us know and we will... We'll cover it because we do this show for you, and we will do those things. We'll let you know how it is. So
yes, all right. Well, that's all I have.
It just stuck in my head about if I tried to go into Golden Oak, I feel like some guy would just be like, "Get out of here!" Like, you'd just be standing in the thing, just not letting me go.
You get out of here.
All like, right. How do you know I'm not supposed to be in here? You're driving a minivan. Be like, fair enough. Fine.
All right, Jared. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's rare I get to be on here, and I thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's very rare. Not really. And thank you, everybody, for listening or watching. And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks.
Bye.